Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Rodgers takes the toss, takes it in. Touchdown, Green Bay.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right. Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Toby Altizer. And we are happy to have you. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. You can tweet us, 1250 AM The Fan. Aaron Rodgers scoring the touchdown there. His toe's bothering him a little bit. Started to limp in that fourth quarter. He's going to get treatment every single day, he says, over the bye week. This was after he flashed his foot to us. Fetish fans around the globe excited about this one. Billy Turner also showing his foot lately. What a weird year this is. Aaron Rodgers has made himself very memeable this season. Whether it's the when he was down on the ground and his head was like, his helmet was coming off, he's like, ah, or this foot thing, or when he went on Pat McAfee's show and had a 20-minute speech that he gave via notes. Joe Buck certainly had some fun at Rodgers' expense.
Today, he took a painkilling injection pregame where he said he can only feel nine toes, and he told us his play will not be limited.
So Aaron is telling us that he's had that toe immunized against the pain.
What's funny about that, what is funny about that, is that Joe Buck had that one in the chamber. And he's like, as soon as we do a report on his toe, I'm going to say he had his toe immunized. And he told his wife, and he told Troy before the game, he did the elbow to Troy. He goes, Troy, I'm going to get you on Rodgers' toe. I'm going to get you. And then that's what he did.
Today, he took a painkilling injection pregame where he said he can only feel nine toes, and he told us his play will not be limited.
So Aaron is telling us that he's had that toe immunized against the pain.
It's like the end of the Ninja Turtles movie, the first ones, the good ones, where Splinter makes a joke at the end, and he goes, I made a funny. That's actually a pretty good Splinter. For anybody that knows, what I just did was a pretty good Master Splinter. I made another funny. Oh, God. Those turtle movies were so good. Now all the turtles are, like, drawn and they're animated weird. No, give me four actors in suits with bad dubbing, and that's what I need. Packers win 36-28 over the Rams, and I'm going to tell you what I told you to start the show. I never thought this game was in question. It just didn't seem like a game that the Rams were going to be able to pull it out. 11 points. Packers go up 11. Even when the Rams got the two-point conversion, I just felt like the Rams didn't have enough firepower, believe it or not. Like, they were missing a weapon, and they were. They were missing Robert Woods. Because we have seen these games, and I know that Packer fans, you couldn't comfortably feel good about this win until it was over. And I get that. I'm there with you in a lot of cases. I just didn't see the Rams scoring 11 points when they needed to. Not with the way Stafford was playing. Stafford had a nice, like, fantasy day. 300 yards, 3 touchdowns. He did throw a pick. He did fumble. Was sacked a couple of times. But he got you fantasy points. So, I mean, that's good. But it just seemed like he was a little off with Odell because, you know, obviously he just got over here. Van Jefferson had a really nice touchdown early, but then Stafford's thrown at his head. You know, Cooper Kupp, 7 for 96. That's like Cooper Kupp's floor. You want to talk about fantasy? You have Cooper Kupp. You know, you're feeling pretty good. But they didn't get him involved until late. He did throw a pass, which almost was a touchdown, but I think that was the Jefferson. He was just out of bounds. They were missing Robert Woods yesterday because we've seen these games where the other team comes back. There was even the classic two-point conversion. They had the classic two-point conversion that always happens against the Packers. I'll ask Ryan Wood about that. Why can't the Packers stop a two? And there was a penalty. So it was a 7-yard play for 2 points, and there was a penalty. So they couldn't stop that. It just they were missing something. Tyler Higbee, he's been a monster too. He was only 1 of 3. Only one catch for Higbee, and they were dropping balls, and Stafford was a bit off. So I just didn't think the Rams had enough to gap that 11 points. Plus the Packers' defense. I mean, the defense, you know, you allow 28 points. This was like the game against San Francisco where they gave up points, right? But they looked like they had things in control. Now, a couple of big plays the Rams did have. They had a couple of big plays, and I think that is, you know, of concern. But those are big plays that I don't think happens if the Packers are fully healthy. Second quarter, Van Jefferson, his big play was a 79-yard touchdown. He got by Chandon Sullivan. Chandon Sullivan, I think, is a good player, but he's not your second cornerback. He's not your third cornerback. If you got everybody healthy, suddenly, if you got everybody healthy, if you got Jair back, that slots everybody down one. So maybe that's Stokes. Maybe that's Stokes on Sullivan. You know, maybe that's Kevin King. And I don't know where you rank these guys right now. If everybody's healthy, obviously Jair's one. Who's two? Is it Rasul Douglas? If everybody's healthy, are you starting Jair on one side and then Douglas on the other? Are you starting Stokes on the other and then having Rasul Douglas be the three? What do you do with Kevin King? Does he just come in on dime packages? And then also Chandon Sullivan, you know, who they have relied on. They're in a good spot right now, but now it's about getting everybody healthy. Because if you're going to win a Super Bowl, maybe this team, without guys coming back, maybe they can still win a Super Bowl. You know, if Yash Nijman can play like this, you know, it's next man up. These guys need to step up and play well, and they are. But can that last week after week? You know, but I just there's so much to be excited about in this game. And I think, yeah, maybe during the game, you're like, oh, can we just win this game? But once you, like, sit on it and go to bed and wake up, and we're talking about here, and you guys obviously can chime in throughout, and Ryan Wood joining us, Horvat. Once we talk about this game, it's just that you realize all the positives here. There's a lot to work on. There's a lot of guys we need to have come back. Yet they're 9-3. They're 9-3 without David Bakhtiari for any part of the season, having two guys replace him. They're 9-3 without really a tight end. They're 9-3 without this second wide receiver deep threat. And MVS is done a little more. He's starting to kind of branch out on that route tree, maybe, where he's running different routes and they're using him in different ways. It's not just throw the ball to him deep. There's still things on offense where, yeah, they should be putting up 40 points and they're only putting up 20, 29, 36. There's still some third downs where it's like, can you just get the 2 yards instead of throwing it deep? There's still the problems on special teams. There's still Mason Crosby struggling. And yet, despite all that, this team at their bye, which is super late but super needed, is 9-3, a half game out of the one seed, the team that they're chasing, they have the tiebreaker over. You're setting yourself up pretty well for a Super Bowl run. And to go back to what I said earlier about Aaron Rodgers and all the different ways that he's being memed, this feels, it's a different feeling of a year. It is a different feeling of a year. I don't know if that means it's a Super Bowl year. I don't know if it's because we don't know what the future holds with Rodgers. But everything just, this is just a weird year. All of these games feel a little more heightened. You know, a lot of times we're just like, okay, we're the Packers. We know we'll play in the divisional round. Let's just get there. But these games are more entertaining, maybe. Maybe that's it. Maybe the off-the-field stuff is so comical and hard to believe that you can't understand what's going on. I mean, you've got all these different storylines, some on the football field. Rasul Douglas, where did this guy come from? A.J. Dillon, got a key to Door County. Aaron Rodgers has been getting made fun of on every single comedy show that exists. It's just been a weird year, man. It's just a weird year, and it just feels different. So, again, I don't know if that's Super Bowl, but there's certainly something up with this year. We'll talk about this game. Ryan Wood joining us here in just a couple of minutes. 414-799-1250. This portion of the show brought to you by Pfizer and BioNTech. Now is the time to get your COVID-19 shot. Now is the time to get the booster shot perhaps as well. That is a message from BioNTech and Pfizer as this time of the year. A lot of good stuff to celebrate between football and the great outdoors. It's a great time to consider getting vaccinated against COVID-19. 414-799-1250. Ryan Wood next.
It's time to find out the latest from Green Bay with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Brought to you by the Thomas Marola Law Offices.
Divorce, child custody, and any other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Marola. Online at marolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800.
Packers get the 36-28 victory over the LA Rams, who they got to figure out how they're going to win a football game again. Three-game skid, some high-profile games, and they don't look like what they looked like earlier. Packers don't look like a finished product, but despite that, they're playing pretty well. 9-3 going into the bye. A lot of injuries that they still have to deal with, which hopefully means guys will return, although this next-man-up attitude has been paying dividends. I think I'll start there with Ryan Wood, PackersNews.com, Green Bay Press Gazette. Because you play the Rams, they got a lot of new shiny toys. Your Von Millers and your Aaron Donalds, of course, who's been there. Jalen Ramsey from a year ago. You know, on the offense, Odell Beckham. They are adding. They are all in. Everyone knows it. But the Packers are getting it done with guys that they're picking up off the practice squad. And then Yash Nijman, who Rodgers, an ultimate compliment. He's like, I didn't even have to think about the left side of the line. Because when you have David Bakhtiari, okay, he's gone. That sucks. And then Elgton Jenkins is there. Now he's hurt. That's even worse. So now you got to have this guy who Packers, you know, they pick up undrafted a couple years ago. They bounce him around practice squad and whatever. And I think that there's a lot of guys like this. You know, Henry Black on defense maybe is one. There's some other guys where the Packers have these guys and they just kind of wait for their opportunity. And Yash has certainly taken advantage of him, of his. For what they were able to do on that offensive line, Ryan, against that front, I mean, my goodness, what an afternoon for them.
I completely forgot about Yash Nijman. Forgot his entire existence until he pounced on that Mercedes Lewis fumble. And then I was like, oh, yeah, he's playing. Like, you didn't think about it. There was no issues. There were no breakdowns or problems of any sort on that side. It was really remarkable. So, yeah, you got Yash Nijman. You got Henry Black, who is a third safety, but on special teams is making plays and dislodging the football from the returner. You've got Chris Barnes, a starting linebacker who was undrafted last year, recovering that fumble. You've got Rasul Douglas, who was just still a few weeks ago on the Arizona Cardinals practice squad, making effectively the game-winning play, because after that pick six, the game was over. They coasted the final 15 minutes. They were up by double digits until 18 seconds left. So Aaron Rodgers made this point yesterday, that 2010 season, there were a lot of players along that path to the Super Bowl that the Packers added that had been discarded by other teams. They came here. They found a home in Green Bay. They played their best ball. And that is happening this year. You got a lot of guys that have been discarded or discounted, undrafted guys who have developed, former practice squad players who are coming here and playing winning ball, making winning plays for this team. And it's been that way basically every week.
Yeah, I did think, too, the game, you say the game was over. I felt like the game was over. I was watching with my mother-in-law, and, you know, she's into the Packers, and she's, like, all, like, nervous, as any Packer fan would be. We've seen them lose games like this. And I just said, this game's over. This game's over. I know the Rams got a two-point conversion, which every team always does, but I didn't think that the Rams had enough offensively, which is kind of weird to say. They were really missing Robert Woods. A lot of times when these teams come back on the Packers, they get these chunk plays and it's like, Packers, what are you doing on your coverage? And the wide receivers always find a way to get the ball and like they're always open. But the Packers, Higbee was useless. Van Jefferson had a nice play and then he was getting balls thrown at his skull. You know, Odell Beckham had another nice play, but they were off sync with Stafford. The Rams don't have the firepower yet to win this kind of football game, which is weird. And then Matt Stafford is like, well, I mean, this is the Matt Stafford that we knew in Detroit.
Well, that's the thing. To me, a different shade of blue, but this was Detroit Matt Stafford. He hit a couple bombs, right? He showed some arm talent. He put up good numbers, and he made game-losing plays. The fumble inside the pocket when Rashawn Gary didn't hit the ball, hit him by his legs. It was a good play by Rashawn Gary, but that shouldn't be a fumble. And it set up the Packers' first touchdown. And then just being careless with the ball. Look, it's not a coincidence. The last time the Packers had a pick six was week two of last season against Detroit, and Matt Stafford, Jen Sullivan, took it to the house. Then another pick six. It's what Matt Stafford does against the Packers at Lambeau Field. He makes game-losing plays, and he's done it for a long time, and he did it last night. So, yeah, you know, the Rams have a lot of talent. There's no question about that. The Packers are more talented. And not only that, what really separates the Packers from the Rams, they're a lot deeper. They have much more depth, and you really saw that depth shine. I wasn't surprised that the Packers won. I picked the Packers to win. I was surprised that it came with relative ease. They were up by double digits. Yeah, there's 27-17 at halftime. They marched down 13 plays, 75-yard drive. A.J. Dillon touches the ball in eight of those plays and take a 27-17 lead on the first drive of the third quarter. And then they're up by double digits the entire second half until 18 seconds to go on a garbage time field goal. I'm not surprised they won. I didn't see it as somewhat effortless as it was.
They're going to go into the bye week. Aaron Rodgers is going to get rehab and treatment on that toe each and every day. A toe which he showed you guys, which, I mean, this season is weird and it's just getting weirder. The fourth quarter, he started to limp a little bit. Last week it was like, hey, okay, the toe hurts, but we barely saw it. Well, now we might be seeing it a little bit. I still don't know, like, how he did it. And I don't know how concerned I should be, but if he's limping, that's clearly affecting him.
Yeah, even Matt LaFleur pointed out the fact that Aaron Rodgers was limping. When he was talking about how his toughness and pain management, it was very noticeable. And yet, Aaron Rodgers still played at a really high level. So they're going to get a better look at that toe today. They're going to go in there and decide whether or not surgery is what they need to do. But Aaron Rodgers made it very clear that whether they get surgery or not, he will be playing in 2 weeks when they host the Chicago Bears. Aaron Rodgers will not be missing a game. So it's going to be an important bye week for him. He's obviously going to prioritize rest, but there's going to be a lot of rehab to do it's going to be an active rest to get that toe in better shape. And we should know at some point today, the decision is being made today, whether or not Aaron Rodgers is going to get that surgery.
All right, here's a question for you. These are guys in varying roles on the team with varying circumstances, but we're all thinking Super Bowl, okay? Packers look pretty good. There's a vibe to this year. I don't know if it's Super Bowl year. I don't know if it's just that everything Rodgers does is easily memed, but there's a vibe to this year. So who is more important for the Packers? Who do they need to win a Super Bowl? Do they need the return of David Bakhtiari? Do they need the return of Jaire Alexander? Or do they most need the return of good Mason Crosby? Who's most important down the stretch?
Let's not forget the Darius Smith either.
I don't know if they need him, but
all pro pass rushers are pretty important.
Yeah.
I'll say David Bakhtiari because they don't have Elgton Jenkins. I just think that when they get into January and they're playing the best teams with the best defensive fronts, they're going to need David Bakhtiari as best. Yosh Nijman has been a revelation as a third-string left tackle. He is the best third-string left tackle in the NFL. I'm not so sure that there are 32 left tackles in the NFL better than Yosh Nijman. He might be able to start on some teams, but I can't get visions of last year's NFC Championship game out of my head. And the Packers win that game if they have David Bakhtiari. I firmly believe that. The Bucs beat him because they were able to exploit that blind side and the Packers' offensive line and pass protection and make Aaron Rodgers' day miserable. So they need David Bakhtiari with Elgton Jenkins out. From there, I would still say Jaire Alexander more so than Za'Darius Smith, but if they get both of those guys back, watch out. If this team ever gets to full strength, it's 9-3. It's won 9 of its last 11 after that debacle in the opener, and it hasn't been healthy all year. It's really remarkable what they've been able to do given the injury adversity that they faced.
I've decided that Mason Crosby would have to lose a leg for them to not stay with him. Because
why would you change Mason Crosby?
You're not gonna.
Why would you?
Well, because he's missed more field goals than anybody in the league this year.
So you think that that's all of the kicker?
I think that there are stages to it. I mean, at some point it's the operation, then at some point it's in his head, and then like his kicks yesterday. His kicks yesterday wanted to be missed.
I think there's a comfort level there that Mason Crosby's lacking because all hell is broken loose in front of them on that field goal operation, from protection to the snap to the hold. They've got a real problem when it comes to the snapper because Steven Wirtle ain't it, and yet he's their second snapper already this season. And do you really want to start over from square one at the beginning of December with your long snapper on a field goal operation that's been a mess? That's not it either. So that's a bad and ugly situation. There's no good answer what to do with snapper. Holding has been an issue with Corey Bohorquez. He's been unreal to watch as a punter, right? I mean, the trade has worked out marvelously from a punting standpoint, but the hold has been an issue. But it would be foolish, times 10, to the nth degree, foolish to move on from Mason Crosby. It would be a foolish decision. And it's not just because he's a veteran and he's made a lot of big kicks in his time. But it's getting to be December now. Lambeau Field is a complete Rubik's Cube for any kicker. To bring in a new kicker and just expect them to figure out the wind patterns inside Lambeau Field, that doesn't happen. And, I mean, just an example. So if you've ever been to Lambeau Field, there are American flags on top of the stadium.
I was married there, Ryan, people forget.
Sorry?
I got married at Lambeau Field.
Well, there you go. That's a wonderful stadium, but the wind is a mess.
It was a cold and windy day, yes.
Opposite from the flags inside Lambeau Field. There are jet airways inside Lambeau Field that takes years for kickers to master, and Mason Crosby has. So it would be foolhardy to change kickers for Mason Crosby because of the institutional knowledge that's required to master that place.
Hey, it sounds like we're fighting. I'm not advocating to cut Crosby. I was going to tell you that.
No, but a lot of Packers fans are. I don't know if you've seen them. I've seen them.
Oh, yeah. I was one of them until this morning. I talked myself out of it. Because here's what I'm thinking, okay? With Crosby, you're right about all the Lambo stuff. If you bring in another kicker, okay, it's going to be a guy that doesn't have a job for a reason, right? Or it's this J.J. Molson guy. So let's say it's J.J. Molson, the guy in the practice squad. They bring him up, and then it's the playoffs, and J.J. Molson has to have the biggest moment of his life in a playoff game right away. And for Crosby, the biggest moment of his life, he's already had the biggest moment of his life. He's not thinking about that. He's not thinking about Lambo, and he's not overthinking anything. All he's thinking, narrowly like, hey, this operation in front of me, I need it to be good. So yes, he's missed some kicks, but when you get to that moment, I would rather have Crosby, who's done it a million times, than a new guy who would just be buried by the gravity of the situation. So I am with you. I am team. You got to stick with Crosby, but he better get better than this.
Well, he needs to get better, and they all need to get better. And if for Crosby to get better, it starts with that operation getting better. That's where it starts. It doesn't start with Mason Crosby getting better. It starts with the operation being routine again and not being a mess, an adventure every time he lines up for a field goal. But he's been there before. He's had those big moments before. He's had them in Lambeau. Like he knows the stadium, and that's huge because this is a 9-3 team, and where are they going to be playing in January? Sure looks like Green Bay. So if you were to be making, it's not just making big kicks and lining up for big kicks, but it's where you're lining up for those kicks. And Mason Crosby's knowledge of Lambeau Field is something that you cannot replace with a practice squad kicker.
All right, when Matt, and I know Aaron Jones came back and they weren't sure if he was going to be available Sunday, but when Matt LaFleur is asked, has A.J. Dillon become the lead back? And then the answer is, well, it's kind of a 1A, 1B. That kind of tells me A.J. Dillon's the lead back right now.
I think yesterday, clearly, he was the lead back because the Packers wanted to be smart with Aaron Jones and they didn't want to overexert him coming back after only missing one game with the MCL. Knowing that the bye week was coming up, it just made sense. The other part of, you know, Aaron Jones got the start yesterday. He got carries on three of the first four plays, and then he got only, seven carries after that. The Packers' offensive line played very well in pass protection. It didn't open many holes or get much push in the run game. And so this was very much a battering ram type run game for the Packers, where they just needed to run A.J. Dillon into the pile and push it 4 yards. Aaron Jones doesn't give you that. He gives you home run hitting. He can get to the edge. He's got good bursts, right? So as the Packers' offensive line wasn't able to get that push, you saw more and more A.J. Dillon. So that had something to do with the two. But I think that the time is coming where, I mean, Aaron Jones is a star, and they need him to be at their best because he hits home runs at a rate that very few backs in the league can match. But the time is coming where even if he's healthy, A.J. Dillon, depending on the matchups, the game plan, the opponent, A.J. Dillon might be the premier back, the featured back, because he's built for it. 25 touches yesterday. I asked him after the game, even sore after a game like that? He's like, not really. It's pretty remarkable because he took a beating by any tailback's standard. He took a beating against the Rams, and it just kind of bounced right off of him. He's built for that type of workload. That's the way he's built. So, and if you got an A.J. Dillon to soften up a defense and bring Aaron Jones on and hit those home runs, it makes sense on paper, right? So I'm not saying, you know, Aaron Jones is going to always be a big part of this offense because, again, he can break off a touchdown from anywhere on the field. Not a lot of backs like that in this league. That's what makes him a star. But A.J. Dillon he's even on that depth chart. He's right there with Aaron Jones, and for good reason.
Will the Packers ever stop a two-point conversion again?
Will they make one? both ways. Good question. They're lucky that decision didn't backfire on them to go for the two-pointer and then obviously not face more than they did.
Ryan Wood, PackersNews.com, who... Again, this man is there for you. He is always alert. He is ready at every at every beck and call, whatever the word is. He's got his phone by him at all times. Whenever there's news happening or the hint of news, or maybe he's on the news, he's always on the clock. But some of that might be pushed aside today as we're on Max Scherzer watch. What's going on with your Mets, God. Dude?
Oh, man. So I saw it right before we were doing the podcast. I saw the, I think it was John Morosi's tweet that they're finalizing a deal. And I just instinctively, not even think, I went screaming down a hallway in Lambeau Field. I mean, just running, just absolutely in ecstasy, right? And now I wake up this morning and like they're in a holding pattern and I can't breathe. Like it's whoo. I'm on pins and needles today.
I mean, yeah, they are bolstering their offense a little bit, but you get Max Scherzer. I mean, that's a game changer.
Scherzer, you'll hear me screaming from Green Bay. I'll lose my freaking mind.
Oh my God! Well, good luck. I guess I'm rooting for you. I don't know why, but I like you. That's not what I meant.
You want to see me happy? That's sweet, Bart. Thank you. I know why I like you.
I don't know why my like of you is making me want you to be happy enough to see the Mets get Scherzer when the Brewers don't get anybody. So that's what I'm saying.
Well, the Brewers get wins, and the Mets don't really do that. So.
I don't know. It's a new era of Mets baseball. You got to believe.
Oh, I believe. I usually that ends with my soul getting crushed, but hopefully this is a new day.
Well, I'm rooting for you because I like you, and thank you for your time. We'll talk later in the week on this bi-week extravaganza.
All right. Take care, Bart.
Ryan Wood, you too. Ryan Wood, PackersNews.com. If you're applying for a home renovation loan, as he joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, and they're all over our toy drive too. I want to thank them. If you're applying for a home renovation loan, you're a bit anxious, breathe and let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com today. Greatmidwestbank.com today. Since I broached the subject, is that the right word? Of baseball. What else happened? Marcus Semien's going to the Rangers. The Mets signed a bunch of dudes. Avi Garcia's going to the Marlins. The Brewers are just sitting there. And I just got big breaking news on my phone. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey is going to step down. And shares in the company jumped as much as 10% on the news. Okay. Wow, Jack Dorsey. What's he going to do? What did he step down for? He don't do anything. What does Jack Dorsey even do? He made Twitter. Does he just sit there? Do you have the option, Toby, where you can buy Twitter Blue?
I've been offered it.
Yeah, I can buy Twitter Blue.
I don't think I'm going to.
It's $3 a month. You can undo your tweet up to, I think, a minute.
Oh, here's an idea.
And you can make
if it's only been on a minute, delete it, try it again, save $3.
Twitter Blue on a Twitter service near
and
you.
And take those $3 and give them to the toy drive.
Give them to the toy drive. It's for the kids, our toy drive donations. We are taking those 12:50 a.m. TheFan.com. More on that coming up, and we'll hear from the Packers, LaFleur and Devontae and Rodgers, all those guys, and then our good, good buddy Ryan Horvat. More of your thoughts as well. Packers beat the Rams. Things are looking pretty good as they go into this bye week at 9-3. You know what else is looking pretty good? Are those new windows. It can pop into your house from Window Select. WindowSelect.com. 262-703-3500, 262-703-3500, windowselect.com, where they have windows that are high quality, energy efficient, all backed with the double lifetime warranty. Essentially, you get these windows, you're not going to have to worry about a thing. They're going to take care of you when you have their windows installed, the windows that will be installed, again, high quality, energy efficient, and you're going to get these windows at an affordable price. Because it's buy one, get one on the windows. When I say buy one, get one on the windows, it's buy one, get one up to no limit. The more you buy, actually, the more you save. You get these windows, they're going to be more reliable. They're going to help you lower the cost of your heating bills throughout the winter. So definitely something you want to take advantage of. And it is affordable. You don't have to pay them anything for a full year. What they'll do is they'll come out and do a free consultation. They can also do siding and doors around the house as well. And when they come up for a free consultation, book it today. They will give you tickets to see the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, which is coming up the day after Christmas here in Milwaukee. So just to have them out, you get tickets to that. Just to have them out. Even if you're not ready or whatever. But hey, you got the year before you have to make any payments. You got to buy one, get one. You got the double lifetime warranty. It's affordable, and the time to take advantage is now, especially as it starts to get colder. You want windows that will make sure there's no drafts. They keep that cold air out. 262-703-3500, windowselect.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I think we can grow. We can definitely still continue to get better. Just nitpicking on some things. And we got a really high standard as far as how we want to operate as a team. So especially on offense, we come off the field with no points three times in a row or whatever it was. I mean, it may have been more. It feels like more. Just when it's twice, it feels like it's too much. So just making sure we get points when we're coming off, whether that's on special teams or hopefully it's a touchdown. But, we have a really, like I said, we got a really high standard as far as how we want to get things done. So coming out of a game, 30-some-odd points is going to be great. But we just want to continue to push the envelope and capitalize as much as we can.
414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Toby Altizer. This portion of the show brought to you by the Sprinkler Fitters Local 183. They're hiring for apprenticeships with competitive training, insurance, and benefit packages, plus advancement opportunities. Head to sprinklerfitters183.org. That, again, is sprinklerfitters183.org. That, of course, Davante Adams, who the Packers found ways to get him involved yesterday, as they always do. Davante Adams, just throw it to him in the flat and have him make a move and run for 10 yards. They had a nice bubble screen concept where it looked like Davante was coming back, and then Jalen Ramsey was like, what do I do here? And then Davante ended up, I think, getting a first down on that play. But he was, you don't have to throw it to him deep every time to have an impact. Davante yesterday, 8 for 104 yards. No touchdowns, but still a very productive day from him. Randall Cobb, 4 for 94, all in the first half. Some with the groin injury. And MVS, 4 for 50. A good day from the wide receivers.
Yeah, and I think you see with this Packers offense, maybe they don't have the top-tier talent because Gary, when he waltzes into the studio last night, goes, Dan, Toby, what did they say about Aaron Rodgers not having weapons? And I get where he's coming from, but I feel like when you have a top receiver like Devontae Adams, a top running back like Aaron Jones, which obviously they didn't have him fully yesterday, and then you have a good complementary back, which honestly could be one of the top power backs in the league if he were to get more opportunities like that, and A.J. Dillon, and you have a play caller and offensive genius like Matt LaFleur, you don't really need the secondary pieces to be as incredible because Matt LaFleur does such a good job of getting these guys open with the scheme, whether it's Devontae, whether it's MVS, Lazard. Now, I was getting a little frustrated with Lazard. He has a ball in the end zone go right through his hands. He needs to make that catch. But I think Matt LaFleur does a good job. I saw a video clip someone posted on Twitter, and I retweeted it, of it was Jalen Ramsey matched up one-on-one on Devontae Adams. He was isolated on a side. But because they bring a motion over, I think it was a tight end, Jalen Ramsey has to slide out, so now it's not one-on-one Jalen Ramsey on Devontae Adams. It's another guy on Devontae, and I believe that's the play where Devontae catches the ball down the left sideline for 43 yards. When you have a guy like Matt LaFleur that knows how to get his guys in the best position to be successful, it just really amplifies how good these guys can be. I think Devontae is the best receiver in the league, and he's made better by Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers. I think Aaron Rodgers is playing like one of the best quarterbacks in the league, and it's just amplified by what Matt LaFleur is able to do with these guys.
Matt LaFleur now 9-0 after losing. So he's got the 9 regular season losses in his career, which is amazing. But after those losses, they have won and responded every single time. His coach of the year odds should increase after this week. We'll talk to Ryan Horvath about that coming up, of course, our good buddy with BetMGM Tonight Now, which you can watch again, Twitch, Odyssey, and that, and more, and YouTube, and everywhere. And, Toby and I are going to do our Manning cast tonight. Actually, I can't tonight. I got to put up the Christmas tree.
You got the Trish.
I do have a Trishmas tree, too.
Yeah,
Trishmas tree. It's Trish Stratus. I have a tree where I just put Trish Stratus.
Odyssey Station.
Yeah, yeah.
You have the Christmas tree. I have golf. All the fun stuff.
Yeah. Notebook Mike. Merry Christmas.
Oh, you got an interview coming up?
Well, we're just going to have Ryan Horvath on the show. You could.
Well, he don't call?
Oh, he's a good buddy.
Well, I don't want to call if he's calling any minute.
No, he's got time. We got time for you.
Real tree?
Yeah, we're going to get a real tree.
Yeah, we know who's got the money over here then, I guess.
Who, me?
You know how much a real tree costs now?
You think I buy a real tree, Mike?
We bring the one fiber optic one from the basin.
No, I drive up a little ways.
A sled and the star in the window and I'm done.
I drive up a little ways and get my, I don't know if you know this about me, but I'm a big, strong man. I take an axe and just the first beautiful pine tree I see, I throw it on the top of the station wagon. We bring it home.
Okay, Clark Griswold.
Yeah, I cut my own tree. I'm a man.
You're looking at a $50 bill. But anyway, out-of-body experience yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Jamie Mack. You know Jamie Mack. Nationwide ESPN radio.
Who?
Jamie Mack. He's on ESPN radio.
Okay.
Now, you just waste 30 seconds. Well, anyway, so, you know, it's nationwide. So I'm getting my car washed, and I hear the Washington, whatever they are.
Football team.
Football team incorporated.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe some Roman numerals.
Mm-hmm.
A caller said, what do you think of the name? He said, I wanted the Americans. And my heart just froze because that's what I said. So I ended up getting through. We shot the, you know what, about the Badgers. I think they're going to be good next year, not this year. And the toll. But he's a real cool guy. You think I got his name wrong? Jamie Mack.
Was it on ESPN Radio or CBS
ESPN
Radio?
ESPN Radio, yeah. They have The Bench and Jamie Mack and... Well, anyway, that don't matter. All right, page two here.
You accuse me of wasting 30 seconds?
What's that?
I said, what else do you have on your notebook?
And then I called the post game show after the game.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was kind of loopy. Didn't Tobster host it?
Yeah, Toby was producing.
Ask him if he remembers my call.
You remember Notebook Mike's call?
I do remember it. I don't remember what he said.
No.
I don't know if Mike remembers what he said.
What was wrong? Were you drinking?
Yeah, I had one hand on the brick and a gummy.
Oh, you had a gummy.
You know, gummy treats.
Yeah, you drive down for that or somebody get it for you, Mike?
Boulder, Colorado.
Oh, you went to Colorado and brought back some gummies.
Yeah.
Great.
But, that was kind of cool, being on the Nationwide again.
Yeah.
Because I was going through withdrawal, you know.
Are you on a gummy now?
Talk to you guys.
Are you on a gummy right now?
No, I only had one left.
Oh, okay.
You would eat every Taco Bell on your way home, so.
Yeah, geez. If I crushed Taco Bell sober.
Oh, well, you'd be going in and sitting down.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, about Mason Crosby, Tiger's having his golf tournament. I think they ship him down there, put him on the tee.
Get Mason Crosby away from Green Bay. Get him away from football. Give him a vacation. Let him not think about anything. Just drinking Mai Tais on the beach.
He's leaving the facility. He's got stomach virus. Ship him to Tiger's tournament down
there. Are you talking about Jody Mack from CBS Sports Radio?
Jody Mack. What did I say, Jamie?
You said Jamie Mack on ESPN Radio.
So what is he on?
Our station.
Yeah, I gave the station a shout-out. I gave him a shout-out about, well, not about you guys. So I don't want to get you big heads.
No, God, yeah. I tried to get big heads.
He knows a lot about the Pack, too.
Yeah, he does.
The Badgers. He likes
AK tweets and says, I need a gummy after listening to this call.
Well, maybe it can be arranged. But you know what? He likes the Badgers, too. I just think they played with their new toy too much. The Pride of Fonjolac besides you.
Yeah, it's pronounced Fondulac.
Fonjolac.
Fondulac.
Fonjolac. So what's the guy, the running back?
Braylon Allen.
Yeah, I think they played with him too much. I'm like, are you going to play this guy every single play? They wear him out. I plan on him being in the Heisman next year.
Mike, the end of the hour music is creeping up on you.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
And you know what? Talking about Michigan fans, Pistons, Lions.
Mike, once this music stops, it's the end of the hour. I can't do anything about it.
I know. Pistons, Lions. Who are you going to cheer for, right? And to the
Mike, it's getting you.
To the people giving money.
It's getting you, Mike. Mike! Mike!
Mike! T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.